This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Trump administration plan to steer dues elsewhere may not be legal. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In July, President Donald Trump announced he's withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization effective July 2021. Trump was unhappy with the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and he demanded As a follow-up, the State Department said Wednesday the U.S. will not pay the more than $60 million it owes in dues to the WHO. The Trump administration plans to steer the money instead to the United Nations to pay other assessments. However, that plan may hit a snag. Under U.S. law, arrears must be paid before the United States can withdraw from most international organizations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The World Health Organization issued new guidelines Wednesday on the use of life-saving drugs, hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the corticosteroid drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients and critical and serious condition. That panel made a conditional recommendation against the same steroids in people with milder COVID-19 cases. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It is the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler McKesson Corporation has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes